This news update is being brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, mutual funds, and IRAs, contact Lundy Financial Services located at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. A federal judge in Texas temporarily halted a plan by the Biden administration to lower late fees on credit cards to $8 that was slated to go into effect next week. The temporary injunction imposed by Judge Mark Pittman in the Northern District of Texas is a win for the big banks and major credit card companies, which collect billions in revenue each year in late fees, and were looking to stop the proposal from going into effect. It is also a win for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which led the lawsuit on behalf of the banks. U.S. officials have pledged nearly $200 million in new spending and other efforts to help track and contain an outbreak of bird flu in the nation's dairy cows. The outbreak of the virus known as Type A H5N1 has spread to 42 herds in 9 states. The new funds include $101 million to continue work to prevent, test, track, and treat animals and humans potentially affected by the virus, and it includes about $28,000 each to help individual farms test cattle and bolster biosecurity efforts to halt the spread of the virus. According to officials, the risk to the public from the outbreak remains low. The United Auto Workers is aiming for a key victory at Mercedes-Benz in Alabama. More than 5,000 workers at the facility in Vance and nearby battery plants will vote next week on whether to join the UAW. The vote comes a month after workers at a Volkswagen factory in Tennessee overwhelmingly voted to unionize. A win at Mercedes would be a major prize for the UAW, which is seeking to crack resistance to unions in the Deep South. The Chevy Malibu, the last mid-size car made by a Detroit automaker, is heading for the junkyard. General Motors confirmed Thursday that it will stop making the car introduced in 1964 as the company focuses more on electric vehicles. The mid-size sedan was once the top-selling segment in the U.S., a stalwart of family garages nationwide. But its sales started to decline in the early 2000s as the SUV became more prominent and pickup truck sales grew. Last year, mid-size cars made up only 8% of U.S. new vehicle sales, down from 22% as recently as 2007. GM sold just over 130 Malibus last year. Liam and Olivia have, for the fifth year, topped the list of top baby names for brand new boys and girls in the U.S., according to the Social Security Administration, and Mateo joins the top 10 baby names list for the first time. The agency annually tracks the names given to girls and boys in each state, with names dating back to 1880. The Social Security Administration's latest data show that 3.58 million babies were born in the U.S. in 2023. That is a slight decrease from last year's 3.66 million babies. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLEW after this.
Are you currently in the market for a fixed-rate corporate bond? This is Eric Lundy with Lundy Financial Services.
Get a 3-year fixed rate corporate bond with estate features at 6.1% or a 5-year fixed rate corporate bond with estate features at 6.25% from Ally Financial Incorporated.
For more information, please call me at 989-269-7427, and we can see if this type of investment would be appropriate for you.
Corporate bond rate is based on $5,000 minimum purchase. Advertised rate is valid as of May the 7th, 2024, and subject to change daily without notice. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
In state news, Police in Michigan say a startling discovery was made on the roof of a Michigan grocery store. A woman was living inside the store sign for roughly a year. Contractors who were on the roof of a Family Fair store in Midland found the 34-year-old in late April. The sign has attic-like space with a door. Inside, the woman had a computer, desk, printer, and coffee maker. An officer says the woman was cooperative and agreed to leave. No charges were pursued. Mark Canha hit a grand slam in a 7-run second inning. Kerry Carpenter homered twice, and Detroit beat Houston 8-2 on Saturday night. Tweak Skubal gave up 2 runs on 7 hits and 2 walks while striking out 7 over 6 1/3 innings. Christian Javier allowed 7 runs on 5 hits and 4 walks and 1 1/3 inning for Houston, making his first start since going on the injured list. The Tigers loaded the bases in the second, and Javier threw 4 straight balls to Riley Green, and Canha followed with his grand slam. And I'll take a look at your local news on WLEW after this.
Are you currently in the market for a fixed-rate corporate bond? This is Eric Lundy with Lundy Financial Services.
Get a 3-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 6.1% or a 5-year fixed-rate corporate bond with estate features at 6.25% from Ally Financial Incorporated.
For more information, please call me at 989-269-7427, and we can see if this type of investment would be appropriate for you.
Corporate bond rate is based on $5,000 minimum purchase. Advertised rate is valid as of May the 7th, 2024, and subject to change daily without notice. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
And local news, Cass City Village officials hope to add more businesses to its industrial park. In 2023, the village purchased some property next to the industrial park with an eye to attracting additional businesses. At the last village meeting, the council approved listing those properties with Elite Realty. There is a parcel that is 8.08 acres and the other parcel is 4.2 acres. The asking price for the 8.08-acre parcel is $121,000, and the 4.2-acre parcel is going for $63,000. Here on County Commissioners, we'll meet at 9 a.m. this upcoming Tuesday, May 14th, in the courthouse in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, there will be a hearing at 9:10 a.m. to amend the county's Property Assessed Clean Energy, or PACE, program. And at 9:20 a.m., Community Corrections Coordinator David Stevens will explain and present the fiscal year 2025 grant application. Some of the other items on the preliminary agenda that are expected to be improved include the proposed Michigan Department of Transportation agreement with the Huron Transit Corporation. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumbnail news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, mutual funds, and IRAs, contact Lundy Financial Services located at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.